The next coach on the teleconference is Ohio State's Kelly Kovac-Shonley. The Buckeyes are 32-17-1 on the season and wrapped up Big Ten play with a 13-9-1 record. The Buckeyes will open the tournament in Game 1 against Rutgers on Thursday at noon Eastern time. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us today. If you could please open with a statement, then we will take questions from the media.
First of all, I would like to congratulate all the teams in the tournament. I've been following everyone closely all year, and it just seems like it's been amazing competition and amazing battles between the opponents. And obviously the University of Michigan, you know, is representing us as our regular season champion, and congratulations to them.
All right. Thanks, Coach. At this time, we'll take questions from the media.
To ask an audio question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And we do have a question from the line of Carol Brugman with BTN.
Good morning, Kelly. Looking forward to seeing
you. Hi, Carol.
Congratulations. Two questions, kind of in one. Number one, just talk about the message you shared with your team this week. Obviously, it came off a tough loss at home there, the last regular season game. But just your message to your team coming into this tournament. And then secondly, just a little bit about Cammie Prantl setting the all-time hits record Ohio State, what she's meant to your program and future games.
Well, I will start with your second question, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Cammie is part of the message, so it makes it easy transition. And, you know, for her, it's about leaving her mark and competing. She wants to take this team, you know, obviously as far as we can go. And she has, like, a completely different level when May hits, and she is leading the team right now. She's just taking us on her shoulders and, you know, carrying us. So she's part of the message in that, like, we're going to follow her lead and competing against and attacking opponents. You know, that's our message to the girls.
And as a reminder, to ask an audio question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, you took the series with Rutgers in the regular season. So what did you take away from that series to help prepare you for this weekend?
I think that, you know, obviously on both sides, we both use a lot of pitchers, and so we were able to see what we need to do, what pitching worked for us in certain situations. But I also think getting through their pitchers a few times, we were able to see what they had to offer. I think, you know, our scout is strong in that we've seen a lot and that we know, you know, what we're up against.
And that is star 1 to ask an audio question.
One last question for you, Coach. I know you're losing a couple of seniors this year, but then you have players like Alex Bain who still have time left with the program. Can you tell us what she's meant for you this year and how she's really stood out?
You know, she's been such a spark plug. She's has like a zest for the how to explain this? Like her enthusiasm for the game. I've never really been around something like it. You know, she's a consistent, stable leader, and a lot of the younger girls can look up to her because she doesn't waver. Whether she hits a home run or strikes out swinging, she's the same kid, and her enthusiasm never wavers, and it's something that you need in the dugout. You know, the game, you don't always have success, and to have someone you can count on just to be stable and compete at the level she competes at, and she can make a difference in any game with one swing of a bat, which is nice to have in your repertoire.
Definitely. Thank you, Coach, and best of luck this weekend.
Thank you so much.